And again, I told you before we ever went into Iraq, we're not going in there for weapons of mass destruction. That's important and that's great and everything else. We are going in there because Iran is the root of all the evil over there. Iran is the root of all of the problems over there. And that's why we were going in. Well, Iran knows that. And now that we are really deep in the battle, and everybody else might think, I mean, all of these just imbeciles who are, what are we doing over in Iraq? Read! For the love of Pete, read! Open your eyes! The world is on the brink of World War III. That's what we're doing over in Iraq. Now, I'm not saying that we're in the best position in Iraq. I'm not saying I agree with necessarily the way we fought it in Iraq. But that's what we're doing in Iraq. And we got to stop. I'm telling you. Soon, the time will come where they will drop 10 planes into the drink. And if what I said is true, and I hope it's not, what I said is true, that Iran may not be stalling for time for the nuke. Iran may be ready to play their end game. If that indeed is true, when you see somebody drop 10 planes into the Atlantic, Iran is going to make its move. At the time Iran makes its move, they are going to move right through Iraq, and they are going to move all the way to Israel. And the whole Middle East is going to be on fire. And when that happens, the terrorists are going to bomb the oil fields. When that happens, when you see 10 planes go into the Atlantic Ocean, and if Iran is ready, that's when they're going to make their move in the Middle East. And that's the same time within 2 days, that's when Venezuela will shut the oil down over here. And I'm telling you, it's coming. And at that point, you know what happens? All you Muslims who have sat on your frickin' hands the whole time and have not been marching in the streets and have not been saying, hey, you know what? There are good Muslims and bad Muslims. We need to be the first ones in the recruitment office lining up to shoot the bad Muslims in the head. I'm telling you, with God as my witness, America is not... No, I'm not going to make this an American thing. Human beings are not strong enough, unfortunately, to restrain themselves from putting up razor wire and putting you on one side of it. When people become hungry, when people see that their way of life is on the edge of being over, they will put razor wire up. And just based on the way you look, or just based on your religion, they will round you up. Is that wrong? Oh my gosh, it is Nazi World War II wrong. But society has proved it time and time again. It will happen. The time to solve these things is when there's somewhat reasonable people engaged. But once you cut our oil supply off, once you set the Middle East on fire, and once you drop 10 planes into the Atlantic Ocean, the razor wire is coming. And our whole world looks different.